here is a special preview of the fifth installment of Wes's new podcast, Subtext. It is still, and for the foreseeable future, only available in full to Partially Examined Life citizens or $5 Patreon supporters. Please go to partiallyexaminedlife.com/support for more information.
You're listening to Subtext. I'm Wes Allwyn, and today I'll be discussing Anton Chekhov's Uncle Vanya with Monica McCarthy, host of the Happier Hour podcast, an actress, and several other things. Say a little bit why you wanted to discuss this play.
So Chekhov, the reason why I started to really love him as I started to study him is it's a lot like Shakespeare, where if you read it, you're kind of like, But when you see it, it's mind-blowing. If you see it done well, if you see it done poorly, you're falling asleep in the back. And Chekhov especially is somebody that's done poorly quite often because his plays are actually very funny. But a lot of actors and directors don't realize that. And so it can be a bit like pulling teeth. But what was so profound about his work was that he was really one of the first writers to write about the serfs in a way that wasn't Tolstoy. It wasn't like, you know, putting them on this like pedestal. It wasn't ignoring them. And by serfs, I mean like peasant class in Russia. It was really, his writing is very much like people talk. Uncle Vanya in particular, why I love it, it deals with heartbreak and it deals with the existential angst of, you know, what do I want to do with my life? And it deals with what to do when there's not much else that you can do. Mm-hmm. You just keep on working, you know, as Sonia says at the end, but at the same time being just so, so funny. And the characters are like awful and wonderful at the same time, you know, so it's not the traditional sort of protagonist. You don't really know, am I rooting for this person or do I hate this person? So there's a lot in there.
Yeah, I was thinking that this is really a story about a countryside vacation that just goes really wrong.
I mean, there's that.
I mean, it is true. If you're going to, you know, out to visit your family, those sorts of get-togethers will have some friction, but this goes a little beyond the average family friction. So I guess you've described your why this play in particular is just one that you became fascinated with.
Also, I just, you know, to sort of quote my acting teacher, there's a lot of space in the play mm-hmm. for the actors. For example, Yelena, I'll go from her point of view. So she's this young, beautiful, conservatory-trained pianist who has married this much older art professor who was acclaimed for his work. And it's actually his country estate, but he hasn't lived there in a long time.
Yeah, his dead wife's country estate.
Yes, that's actually a great correction. So it was his wife who died. But on the estate who's running it is his daughter, Sonia, and her uncle, Uncle Vanya. And they've been working and toiling for the professor. And now the professor has come to the estate for the summer with his young wife. And basically, like, the lives are upended by these people being here. And then you have the doctor, and it is not a coincidence that Chekhov was the doctor. And then you have this character that's sort of like the voice of reason in some ways, the doctor in the play. And Uncle Vanya and the doctor both fall in love with Yelena, and which can be funny and sad. And Sonia's in love with the doctor, but he doesn't love her. And
yeah, I started to think of Woody Allen's Love and Death at certain points.
You know what? There is a good comparison there with Woody Allen and Chekhov. And I think, so one of the things that modern audiences might miss with Chekhov is that you have to understand the values of Chekhov's world in order to appreciate the story that comes out of it, because it's easy to be like, oh, who cares about these people being bored in the country, you know? Mm-hmm. But if you understand what was happening at that time and the commentary that Chekhov is making about the wealthy, you know, Yelena's like, I've got nothing. What am I supposed to do here? I'm just going to sit on my swing. Like, you know, and Sonia's like, well, you could go out and like help people. And she's like, you've got to be kidding, basically.
I'm not interested in that, she said. I don't know how to do it, and I wouldn't be interested. So.
Absolutely. But at the same time, it's so interesting because she really admires and respects the doctor for being able to do what he does. So the doctor is also a big fan of trees and forestry. Right, right, and actually, Yeah, he's a tree guy. And Yelena, you know, when she's talking to Sonia, and Sonia's like, oh, he's just, you know, he's so great. He plants trees. You know, he's a genius. And Yelena's like, do you know what that even means? And she says, it means he's brave, profound, and of clear insight. He plants a tree and his mind travels 1,000 years into the future, and he sees visions of the happiness of the human race. People like him are rare and should be loved. And then she makes some jokes about, like, you know, how can you be 40 and live in Russia and not be an alcoholic? But Chekhov likes to sneak in these sort of like profound questions, like all really great playwrights do, about what does it mean to live? What does it mean to try to create something lasting for the future?
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of very typically Russian disillusionment and pessimism in this, but it's very different than Tolstoy and Dostoevsky. He's got that understated style, and there's something far more natural, I guess, about what's going on in these plays. So it's disillusionment, but it's a new sort of thing. And I was thinking in particular, Vanya, it's not just boredom in the country, but it's the fact that someone he idolized from afar, this professor, has now come to stay with him and turned out to be, as far as he's concerned, a fraud, which means that Vanya has wasted his life toiling to support him and has this much younger wife that he's decided that he loves. So that sort of disruption interests me because it's, you know, there's a lot in the play about work and the way in which the sort of regularity, the routine of the rural estate, and the sort of the engagement with work has been overthrown and turned them to a kind of idleness. On the one hand, because people are obsessed with Yelena. On the other, because people are obsessed with the professor in a certain way and his ailments and catering to his odd hours and so on and so forth.
Yeah, I mean, the disillusionment, like the end to me is just so achingly sad because it's not clean. Like there's not a resolve. Like the realization that Vanya has that like his life really has kind of been a waste. And on the other hand, you can ask, you know, you kind of seem whining a lot throughout the play. So it does beg the question of like, well, whose fault is that?
And I would say 47 is actually not that old, but go ahead.
Well, back then, you know, again, putting it into context, I mean, I'm not 27, which is Yelena's age, but I could, you know, I could still pass right now. Other topic. But that to me, I can't imagine going to the theater and seeing a solid production of it and not turning the question on oneself of who am I living for? Who am I slaving for, working for, toiling for? And if it's not for something that I believe in, then why? And so I feel like this is something that Chekhov is just so amazing at. And even, you know, he's also really understands that part of the reason why his work can hold up is he can write about trees and he can write about peasant life in Russia, but the way he does it is still relevant.
That's all you get. The whole discussion is just under an hour. Wes and Monica go into more themes and techniques involved in the play, the characterization, why some interpretations work or don't work of this in a live setting. Monica brings her acting experience to get into method acting involved here, as opposed to merely sentimentalizing the situations and characters. Very interesting. You can only hear it again as a Partially Examined Life supporter. So go visit partiallyexaminedlife.com/support to see your options. Thanks.